Well, welcome, everyone. This is Christine Closer, and I am just so excited that you're here for this class. If you could see me, I'm, like, literally practically jumping out of my seat. The response for this class has been overwhelming. It's incredible to see that truly only through God's grace there are more than 1,000 people registered for this class when it's being recorded live. And the bizarre thing is the idea, the entire concept, this whole thing did not even exist just 2 weeks ago. Didn't even exist, wasn't even a thought until it came barreling in my morning meditation 2 weeks ago today from the live recording, this whole concept that I really need to go out and put my stake in the ground and really help people go beyond mindset and slip into that state of grace. So I am just thrilled that so many of you are here and that you want to discover how to get out of your own way and really let your divine plan just easily and gracefully unfold. And when I'm talking ease and grace and letting divine plan unfold, I am telling you that things happen from such an incredibly miraculous place. I mean, I am blown away every single day by the miracles that are happening. I mean, like I just said, 2 weeks ago, this class didn't exist. Today, with very little marketing, you know, I didn't get affiliates on board. I didn't do any social media, you know, maybe 2 Facebook posts and 2 friends who sent this out and an interview I had that was sort of divinely timed. Over 1,000 people here with very little human effort on my part. So what that, I think, shows not only me but all of you is that something is really happening in a very big way. Something is yearning, hungering to come through in this space that we're creating together today for you. You raised your hand. You resonated with this class. You said, I want whatever that is. And some of you responded to me with that. You said, whatever you, you know, like, I'll have what she's having. Good old line from When Harry Met Sally. But a lot of you are saying that. So it brings me just great joy, and it's an incredible honor. And I also feel like I had nothing to do with this because it was given to me to do, almost handed to me on a silver platter, laid out exactly what I needed to do. So the human Christine cannot take credit. The highest divine part of me knows that it came through me for you on the wings of grace. So I am going to be spending a lot of time on this call today talking with you about these transformations I've experienced recently. Many of you know that I went on a part-time hiatus the end of October, early November. And I've got to say, the past few months of my life have by far been the most humbling experience that I've ever been through, the most challenging. I mean, just when I thought the road, and maybe some of you are feeling this, just when I thought the road could not get any narrower, it did. I was squeezed through some of the narrowest places I've ever experienced in my life. But at the same time, okay, the same time that I was literally squeezed through these narrow passages, petrified that I might not make it to the other side, at the same time, there was such an abundance of grace in every moment. Miracles and blessings every day. And truly, the transformation I've experienced, I mean, I am not the same person I was just a few short months ago. Ask anyone who knows me, and I have a good friend on the call today who's going to be helping me out here, and she'll speak to you a little bit about that as well. But I'm not the same person I was just a few months ago. I am literally experiencing life from an entirely new perspective. And you know, I can stay in this space of ease and flow and grace and live in it no matter what, quote unquote, appears to be going on around me. Because there is still a lot, you know, going on around me. If you read my announcement recently, you know that I no longer have the company, the $250,000 company that I established, you know, and started working on back in 2004. I'm no longer even a part of it. So all of this stuff is happening around me. And yet I have never been more joyous, never felt more free, never experienced more love and ease and grace in my life than I am now, in the middle of it. And that is exactly what I want for all of you. Now, to help me really give you the best possible experience on this class today, I've invited a very dear friend of mine, Lorraine Cohen, to join me. She is an expert interviewer, as you'll soon find out, and I just thought it would be more fun for you to hear a conversation rather than me just, you know, just talking. So we're going to be engaging back and forth, Lorraine and I. Plus, more importantly, it's really going to give me a chance to just let go and go with the flow and be fully and totally present with you here. Now, Lorraine has a fantastic gift of getting to the heart of the matter in her interview, so I'm really thrilled that she's here today. And I myself am excited to see what unfolds. We'll see what the divine has in store. I know I've got my notes, as does Lorraine, but we may go in a different direction. We're going to have to see what happens. But before I turn it over to Lorraine, I also just want to offer a very sincere thanks and gratitude for all of you for taking the time to be here. I know you have busy lives. I know many of you just got your children on the bus if you're in the Pacific Coast. I just really want to thank you and acknowledge you and express my sincerest gratitude that you are here, whether you're listening live or listening to the recording. You made it. You're giving yourself the gift of this time. And a little extra thank you to so many of you who responded to my email. Some of you registered for the class early enough for me to ask for you to share your challenges with me. I have read every single one of those emails, and I tell you, I sat in tears as I read so many of them that you would honor me and give me the gift of really being able to see who you are, where you're at, what's going on. It was such a humbling experience to know that you trust me, even though many of you have never met me, that you trust me enough to just say, this is where I'm at. Can you please help? And I promise I will do my best to help you. And that's what the purpose of today's class is. Before I turn it over to Lorraine, I just want to get us grounded and centered real briefly. If you're driving, please, please, please do not close your eyes. If you are not driving, then I would strongly encourage you, if you will, to close your eyes. And just take a few deep breaths. And with each breath, just imagine any concerns, challenges, obstacles, releasing as you exhale. Let them go. This is time for you. This is time for your heart. This is time for your soul. You can let your guard down here. Just allow yourself to fully step into a space in which you just allow yourself to be, allow yourself to open, allow the gratitude to flow for the fact that you're here. Something is indeed happening now. So allow yourself to surrender to whatever that is, whatever that feels like for you. All is well. All is perfect. Everything is unfolding in absolute divine right time. So just feel into that. Know that to be true. And when you feel ready, just take a few more deep breaths. And you can open your eyes. Maybe just give yourself a little bit of a stretch. You may want to just place your hands in a namaste or prayer position in front of your heart. Just bow your head slightly and express your gratitude for giving yourself the gift of this space. Gratitude for being guided through, you know, God knows how many experiences in this lifetime and other lifetimes that have brought you to this exact moment. And so it is. And just take another couple of breaths. Just feel yourself becoming fully present in the here and now, open and ready for whatever gifts may come. And just so you can be totally and fully present on this class today, you will all be getting a link to the recording. So I would say, unless, you know, if there are some really amazing nuggets that you just have to write down, then write them down. And feel free to share them on Facebook or Twitter and reference the class. I mean, we can help more people come into this space. But you will be getting the recording. I don't want you to feel like you have to just, you know, take notes. Most important is for you to be present here and just receive it on an energetic level. And then later today you'll get the recording. You can listen again and let it sink in a deeper way and, you know, take more notes then. So that being said, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to my dear friend, Lorraine Cohen.
Thank you, Christine. And, you know, one thing that I do want to say is I kind of invited myself onto this call with you because I love hanging out with you, and I just could not imagine not having this conversation with you today. So I want to thank you for inviting me to interview you on this call.
Well, thank you. I think it's going to be fantastic.
No, it will.
It already is.
It already is. I want to welcome everyone to this global gathering of what I'll say kindred spirits, those of you who are spiritually oriented, like-minded, transformational entrepreneurs. You are in for an incredible treat. Now, for those of you who may just be getting to know Christine Closer, I want to tell you a little bit of background on her. And for those of you who have already been in her community for a period of time, I think that you're going to love today's conversation. So for those of you who are new to Christine, she's a three-time award-winning author. She's a widely recognized expert in the field of conscious entrepreneurship. And for early 2000, she's been on a mission to bridge the gap between spirituality and business with numerous books, live events, retreats, telesummits, coaching, speaking. I could go on and on. On the outside, I would say that Christine has definitely been the, in my opinion, the epitome of what you would naturally associate success with. But I think that what is unknown to many people is that her path has not been easy. I know from witnessing so much of what she's experienced recently that she is not a person who gives up, no matter how narrow the road gets. She talks about how important it is to have the chops, to go the distance. And today, in the middle of the biggest transformation of her life, she flows with ease and grace through every day. And I want to tell you, I'm not just saying this stuff. I have been gifted since September. Christine and I realized that we live 90 minutes away. We've been friends for 3 years and had no idea that we were this close. And she has invited me during her hiatus to spend many weekends with her, visiting with her and her family, many hours on the phone, and I have had the opportunity to get to know the woman in a way that I have never known her before. When I first got to know Christine, and I've always had the most respect for her as a professional, as a consummate businesswoman, and I have to say that what was missing for me is I kind of saw Christine as kind of out there, really attached to being famous, being rich, but I never felt her heart. And for me, that's a really important piece in getting close to somebody and really getting a feel for who they are, is when I can get a sense of their soul, where I can really get past how good they look and how good they sound, where I can get in touch with the human part of that person. And I've had that experience in the last 6 months to get up close and personal, to witness her courage, her willingness to get messy, her fears, her commitment, her heart, in a way that has been a blessing for me. And Christine, what I would say to you is, in many ways, you gave me permission, as I found myself moving into the next phase of my life, to say yes to giving myself a hiatus, to go into those deeper places that I have so needed to go to, and to have been a support for me as I've gone to boldly go where I've never dared to go before, and to not only be a witness, as I have been a witness for you, to get to know myself in a way that I have never known myself before, and to have developed such an admiration and a deep love for you. I am such a fan, and not just because you are an incredible woman, which you are. I've become a fan because of your willingness to be more than you have ever dared to be, and in doing so, you have given me permission to do the same, and I will be forever grateful. You are definitely and are one of the answers to many prayers that I have put out in my relationship with God. I thank you so much for that.
Now you're going to make me cry.
We'll deal with it.
Thank you, Lorraine. I know.
Mean that. I mean that.
We've had many tears together before, but
I just love you. I love you so much.
I love you too. Thank you.
Thank you. So, we have a lot to
and
talk about.
I also just have to say that even though I don't know each and every one of you on the call, there is a place in my heart that I absolutely feel love for you. I have been on my knees in front of my altar since the moment this idea popped in my mind. Every day I have been praying for you. I have... Some of you know I've gone through the training to become a oneness blessing giver. I have been sending you all blessings. I have been asking, praying for divine grace to come through me and reach each and every one of you in the exact right way that you need it to right now. So while you hear the experience of, you know, Lorraine sharing what her experience has been of me in that space, I have been just as committed to you, even though I may not know you by name. You have been in my prayers. I have been asking for you to show up here so that I can help you. And I feel like I'm shaky inside just thinking of how grateful I am that you have responded, and that there may be some tiny part that I can play in your life. You heard Lorraine talk about the part I've played in hers to really help her shift and navigate those narrow places. I want to help you do the same thing. So we should probably get rolling here. Although I could sit in this space all day. We have a lot to share.
We have a lot. So the first question that I have is, over 1,000, almost 1,100 people are on this call. What do you want people to take away from this class today?
Oh, my goodness, so much. Well, for many of you responding to me, I know that you are facing some great challenges, frustration, stress, anxiety. And I want there to at least be a space where some of that begins to shift, that you truly begin to feel in this time that we share some hope coming through, that there actually really is a different way, that there is a way to be in your business that works for your heart and works, you know, in the external world. I really want you to get that piece. I would pray that some of you who are looking for relief get relief, that you can stop, you know, feeling bad about yourself because maybe you're not, you know, where you think you should be, or you've already done the trainings, you've listened to so many classes, you've got, you know, shelves of home study materials, and yet there's still something that's not working. I want you, I pray that during this time you feel some relief, that there is not anything more you need to do. There is no secret formula you need to learn. This is a different journey. And it is a journey that can bring great relief to any of you who, like I, have struggled so much with never feeling like I'm enough, never feeling like it's good enough, always something missing. I don't feel that way anymore about myself. And that is a gift that I hope that you'll receive from today. Lorraine mentioned the word permission. Whatever it is that you feel you need permission for, either to be, to do, to not be, let this call grant you the permission that your soul has been asking for, the freedom. For many of you, you might gain clarity on this class. I taught a little bit of this material just a week ago, and there were people emailing me having breakthroughs right on the call, things they had been blocked on for months, like the floodgates opened, the clarity came, procrastination ended. Some of you may have that experience. But I think the biggest thing that I'm hoping that you walk away with today is that it's so okay to just be who you are, not in comparison or trying to be anybody else, which was a good part of my own journey, constantly trying to, you know, be someone else, do it like someone else did it. May you find peace in knowing that you don't have to. You just have to be you. And I'm also going to go out on a limb and say that I also hope that through this class, that you'll also deepen your relationship with the divine in whatever way that is for you, that you come into a deeper, closer relationship. Because ultimately, you know, your business partner in everything you do is the divine, is God, is whatever, you know, energy that you pray to and you connect with on a spiritual level. I hope that there's some opening for you today, that you deepen that relationship and understand that you're never, ever, ever alone in your business. And the other thing I want you to receive is just to know that I'm here. I'm here to help you. That I'm here to offer ongoing support to help hold your hand as you navigate some of these narrow places, as you open up new doors to look through, as you ask yourself some deeper questions and, you know, go forward on your own journey of experiencing more grace and ease in your life. That's a lot, but I think that we'll touch on all of those things together.
Nice. You know, when you and I talked about doing this conversation today, and I had asked you to talk about what's happening on the planet that makes this call,
yeah,
this shift so urgent, because I think people are maybe aware of some things or feel that something's going on, but they don't have a framework to,
yeah,
connect the dots. And I would love for you to talk a little bit about why this is such an urgent time.
Oh, my goodness. I could talk about this for days. And I know that so many of you are feeling this great shift. You know something is happening. Things are moving. The ground beneath me is not the same ground it was perhaps just yesterday. I'll just speak very specifically to this period of time. As you all know, we are in the process of a 26,000-year cycle ending, being December of 2012. But we are actually living in the time right now in which the greatest amount of change and transformation is actually happening, leading up to that great shift. It's already happening now. And just a few weeks ago, on February 11th, I don't even know, less than 2 weeks ago, on February 11th, we entered into the 13th and final stage in the era that we are currently living in. We're currently living in a period of time that, on a level of the evolution of consciousness, this period of time that we are in right now represents the densest, most challenging, least conscious time and space that we could possibly be living in right now. And this is why we see so many things just falling apart in the external world. there's so much more turmoil that is increasing because we are coming to the end of that phase. We are coming to the end of that era. And we literally are, those of us who are, you know, waking up and moving into this awakened path and focused on truly shifting our own consciousness, we are beginning to create that mass of energy that collectively is, I believe, going to help shift the consciousness of humanity. And this doorway that opened on February 11th is a doorway that has opened up the space between now and December 2012 that we are going to see about 60 to 70,000 people on this planet entering into enlightened, awakened states of being, literally having the experience of a neurobiological shift in their brain so that they don't live in their mind anymore and they live totally at one with everything. And 60,000 people, 70,000 people moving into those states. I've been praying that I'm one of them. more will be, Lorraine and I both, we've prayed together. Please let me be one that awakens. Please let me be one that awakens. But the process is already happening. Many of you may already feel yourself already in that process. But now is the time. We are literally on the brink of the dawning of a new age. It is happening now. December 2012 is happening now. The shift is happening. I believe that that's part of why so many people resonated with this call, because this shift is something whose time has come, and people are really hungry. Change, transformation and change, at the stage we're living in now, is happening 20 times faster than it has in the past. 20 times faster. And you probably experience yourself. I mean, you wake up in the morning, and one thing is true. You go to sleep that night, and it's like, I don't even know what that was, because this thing is true. Things are shifting and changing. Our minds, that's why we need to get beyond mindset. Our minds are not wired to be able to manage that rapid of an acceleration of change. The only way that we are really going to not just survive but thrive and be the lights in the world that you are all meant to be if you're here listening to this class right now, the shift has to be made to really living in the heart, living from your intuition, living in extremely close partnership with your divine, whatever that looks like for you. And the mind is going to have to move itself out of the way so that you can literally go with the flow of the energies that are happening right now. If you stay in the mind, it's going to be more challenge, more struggle, more difficulty. And if you go beyond mindset, you literally will move into a place that is much more blissful, much more graceful, much more easy. It is a process. You're not going to get them. Well, some of you might, you know, have a spontaneous awakening today, and please tell me about it, because
that's very jealous.
Yes, I will be jealous. The human part of me still has jealousy, absolutely. But you're part of this great shift, and now is the time, which is why you're here, which is why you're resonating, which is why you're saying, please help me. There's something different. Show it to me. So that's why the timing of this call really feels urgent to me. I feel very much like I have been ordered, if you will, to do my part in this great shift, and this is what I've been guided to do.
You know, you said so much there, Christine, and one of the points that I want to highlight for a moment, because I think it was so critical, is you consistently said that our minds can't handle all of the changes that are happening, that are moving so fast, even from our, just neurologically. And in that, it brings up a lot of discomfort, a lot of fear, a lot of self-sabotage, and all of the things that tends to happen when we move into a state of reaction. And the invitation that you're talking about is that in moving in that pathway into grace, it is about engaging a more intimate and faith-filled relationship with our divine connections, that is the pathway through this period. And that may be something that's new to some folks. And I know that as we continue to talk throughout this conversation, that it may indeed be a confirmation for so many people of what they've already been nudged about. Maybe they've been in resistance, or maybe they've been in fear to say yes.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks for adding that.
Yeah. So, you know, while you were talking, I was buzzing and getting chills. So I feel very plugged in, but we're having this great conversation. You have a big picture and an ultimate mission for this class today, as I'm sure some folks have probably have some intentions of their own. What is the big picture and ultimate mission that you would want folks to know about?
Well, my big picture for this class literally is nothing short of helping to shift the consciousness of humanity. That's my ultimate vision. But I cannot do that on my own. So, you know, my intention here in the class is to help each and every one of you listening on this path of shifting your own consciousness, you know, moving through those narrow places so that you become that light, that person in the world whose mere presence helps to transform and shift the consciousness of others. This is, you know, a pebble in a pond. And I know that if you, you know, resonated and you're here now, you probably know that you have a part to play. You've probably been experiencing some of this already, that you are actually here to help shift the consciousness of humanity, that you know that you want to live to see the day in which we do exist in a world that is guided by love, that is not guided by fear. That is absolutely the ultimate purpose. But shifting, you know, if you're not really focused on working and going through your own process of shifting your own consciousness, it's nearly impossible to, you know, contribute to the shifting of the consciousness of humanity. So we're going to start here in helping you navigate through these places, you know, sharing my own story, how I've been able to do this. I'm still, you know, lots more work to do. I would imagine as long as I'm in physical human form, the journey will continue. But ultimately, this is like a pebble, a big ripple around the world, helping people shift, helping the planet really shift and humanity really shift into higher states of consciousness. That's the big purpose.
And, you know, the point that you're making here that, again, I just want to underscore is that it's so easy because of our own little world to be focused on what's happening in our own life. And I love the fact that you're also reminding us that we're part of something greater and that
yes.
The step that we take for ourselves is also impacting in being part of the solution for humanity. And while that may seem daunting for some people, it starts with one person. And as we gather, we can make a profound impact on humanity. And there was a video that you sent out recently called Little Grandmother, and there was a line in particular that I've quoted several times, and that is to remind us that the strongest souls on the planet are in physical form today. We are here.
Yeah.
We're the ones we've been waiting for. We're here.
We sure are.
And we're meant to come together.
And, you know, here's the thing. I wrote about this in my book, The Freedom Formula. You know, I kind of referred to the phrase that it, you know, takes a village to raise a child, and took it a step further to say that it really takes a village to raise a conscious entrepreneur. This is not a journey that any of you should really be embarking on alone. You've got to have support. You need to be surrounded with like-minded people. This journey is, you know, not for the weak-hearted. I mean, this is a journey that's going to require a tremendous amount of you, but I can tell you from experience, it is so worth it. And the only way that I made it through the last several months is because I did have a village around me. I could not fall in any direction and not have someone there in the form of a friend, a loved one, family, to literally catch me when I fell, hold me, and lift me back up. It does take a village. So this is an invitation for you as well to allow yourself to be part of this energetic village so that you don't have to do this alone. We can raise the consciousness together as we work to help you raise your consciousness and really get out of your way and let the divine plan unfold with ease and grace.
Amen. And I'm reminded of the quote that you've had on your website. God doesn't qualify the called. God calls. What is it?
God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the
called.
And that is thanks to Reverend Michael Beckwith from Agape out in Los Angeles.
Beautiful.
He qualifies the called. I know many of you are feeling that you're going through the qualification process right now, as am I, as I have been.
Well, I can imagine that the people who are listening right now may be saying, yeah, right, I've tried a bunch of things. I'm still frustrated. I'm still stressed out. I'm struggling to find something that works. And, you know, when people are in those situations where something is unwanted and difficult, they're usually looking for ways to get rid of the situation so that they can feel better. What would you say to somebody who is asking, how do I get rid of this? How long is it going to take? And what is the magical 12-step or 5-step technique to create this change?
There is no process. There is no blueprint. There is no formula for this journey. And if there's something that you want to get rid of in your life, it is going to hang around and stay there with you until you actually stare it straight in the face and say, show me yourself fully. Show me yourself fully. You are hanging around here trying to get me to see something that I haven't seen yet. I don't want you to go away. I don't want you to leave. I want you to give me every single gift that you are meant to give me in this moment now, please. And to do that, I mean, with my experience, when I went on my hiatus, many of you read my very open letter, sort of telling you like it was. I mean, my finances were in trouble. My marriage was in trouble. Like, nothing was working. I had one leg that I felt like I was standing on. And then, much to my surprise, that leg got pulled out from underneath me. And I had a choice in that moment. I had a choice where I could have said, oh my gosh, this is so painful. I feel like I'm going to die. Please help this end. And the other choice was, oh my gosh, this is so painful. Please, please, please help me just learn and heal every part of me that is suffering right now so that I can be free of whatever this is. And that was my prayer. And that is the prayer that I recommend to all of you. If you are in that stage of, you know, like, yeah, right, this happens for everybody else, you know, I'm just going to struggle the rest of my life. I was talking to someone recently who was saying that to me, and my heart just broke because it doesn't have to be that way. But don't ask for the struggle to end. Ask instead to really know and be shown what that struggle is there to teach you. And I pray that you don't have to wait for the 2x4, you know, or the 4x6, or, you know, the roof to come down like I did. I would hope that right now in this moment you'd be willing to say, show me, show me. Don't wish it away. Wish it to give you exactly what you need to get. And none of that comes from you. You cannot figure that part out. That part, the grace, is something that is really given to you in the moments that you throw your hands up, in the moments that you say, like, I mean, I have spent time, you know, basically saying, I am helpless to this situation. There's no way that I, in my humanness, in my mind, am going to be able to get through this. You've got to help me. And that is what I recommend for those people who are having those voices saying, yeah, right, just try it, right? The blueprints and systems and formulas, you know, even my own, I wrote the Freedom Formula. But for the stage that we're in now, in 2011, your experience of those things are that they don't work. So what do you have to lose by being willing to at least try something else? That's my invitation. Don't get rid of anything. This is a journey. And trust me, you can walk through it. You can walk through it into into grace and ease, but not if you're wishing it away. You've got to feel it. You've got to be in it. You've got to experience all of the discomfort and the pain that may come up in that space. But when you give yourself the gift of doing that fully, it goes away. It goes away, and things change.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have talked about how valuable and how empowering going through those narrow spaces. And, you know, how you had built a house of cards, so to speak.
Yeah.
To step into so much grace, Christine, what else did you need to release and let go of so that you could shift from where you were into this incredible place that you are now?
Oh, my goodness. What did I need to let go of? This is a question I'm going to ask you all to write down. I know I said don't take too many notes, but write down this question for yourself. One of the most powerful questions I have pondered over the past several months, what do I need to let go of? Because the only thing standing between you and the experience of absolute divine grace in your life are those things that need to be letting go. There's actually nothing more that needs to come in. There's nothing more you need to learn. There's nothing more you need to do. There's nothing, you know, no other five-step system that you need to implement. This journey is a journey of letting go, and then the space where you let go, that space comes in. The space opens for the exact divine right things to come in. Like this call, for instance. I mean, literally, this idea came very shortly after I let go of my previous business. I mean, that was by far the scariest thing I've ever done in my life. I fought for it. I fought for months, 2 months. I fought until I just got clearly I was just supposed to let it go. And it was a shock to me that I was supposed to let something go that I'd been building. And it was a substantial business for, you know, a number of years. But man, this showed up in the space of letting go. And I couldn't have dreamed this on my own. So what did I have to let go of? I had to let go of my ego. I had to let go of thinking that I had to do it all. I kind of walked around a little bit with this badge that said, you know, I did this. And I did not spend nearly enough time on my knees in gratitude for being blessed with everything that came to me. I had to let go of literally the disgust that I ended up feeling for myself when I saw how much I was driven by my ego, by thinking that I was creating everything that I was creating and not giving credit where credit is due, right? I'm being used. I'm being used for a much higher purpose than anything that I could create. But I totally had to let go of all of that. And, you know, still a process. But I was so driven by what I achieved in the external world, and this part of me inside never feeling enough. I had to achieve. I had to excel. I had to accomplish so that I could feel good enough about myself. And that whole dynamic, that whole pattern had to be let go of. Then and only then was I really able to open myself up to receive. This whole Beyond Mindset community is just one piece. There are so many other things that have come in. It's really been pretty amazing.
You know,
anything else, Lynn, that you see? Oh, I know one other thing I had to let go of too. Is that I kind of went around from a place of feeling like other people should forgive me for my faults. And I had to let go of that place and instead be willing to actually seek forgiveness and pray for other people to forgive me for the things that I may have done that would have caused pain. That was a big shift, to let go of, like, what about me? Who needs to ask me to forgive them? Forgiveness has also been a huge piece that has helped me let go of a lot of pain and a lot of hurt, and helped me live in a place that just, oh my gosh, feels so much better and is so much more productive with, you know, so much more ease, because there's not all that junk in the way stopping the flow from happening. So that gives you a hint of what I need to let go of. I mean, everything from my ego, very specifically to, you know, a business that was over $250,000 business. Lots of letting go. Scared the bejesus out of me, but you know, I knew that I wasn't going through it alone, either in the physical or the invisible realms.
I'm chuckling a little bit because I was going to ask you to speak about forgiveness, and that's one of the things that I absolutely love about this idea of getting so plugged in with each other, is that we tap into so much wisdom that's wanting to come through. And one point that I want to acknowledge you for, and this may be kind of a piece of both a letting go and allowing, was in the part that you talked about, the forgiveness, that I witnessed that some of what you needed to let go of was the attitudes and the self-judgments that you were holding, that you held towards yourself when this information was revealed, when you were revealed to yourself that there was an invitation for you to feel more self-love for yourself and to forgive yourself, which is a tricky place for a lot of people.
Yeah. It has been incredibly powerful.
Let's just talk a little bit about some practicality, shall we? In terms of just a couple of things that have just been so transformationally different for you.
Well, what's different from where I am here now is really that I have stopped trying to figure things out anymore. For those of you who are sitting in the space of trying to figure things out, when you engage in the process of really being willing to let go, to give up operating out of your mind, this is one of the greatest things that's happened. I'm not trying to figure things out anymore. I'm simply asking for help. Show me. Guide me, because I can't figure this out. I've tried figuring this out, and I can't figure it out. So I'm going to give up trying to figure things out and be guided instead. That's been a huge transformation. Some other really amazing things that have occurred in this process for me is that, you know how we all like get these triggers, right? Like maybe you're reading your email, something pops in, and you get a note from someone, or you read somebody's e-zine, and like there's a trigger there. And it sits with you. And sometimes, you know, I'll be honest with you, I could get these charges and I would sit with them for days, you know, sometimes weeks if it's something really big, and just it would just fester. And now, having really shifted out of, you know, mindset and more into grace, the amount of time that a charge or a trigger is really, you know, active in me has diminished incredibly. I mean, let's say I have an argument with my husband, whereas it might have been, you know, days that the argument would sit with me. Now, it's like 3 minutes after the argument is over, you know, I'm back in a place of love and appreciation for him and, you know, forgiveness for myself for any part I played in that role. It has become like lightning speed. So I don't get tripped up in those sorts of things. My relationship with my parents has gone through a radical transformation the last few months. Just the amount of love and support from my parents and friends and people pouring in has really been pretty amazing. And the benefits of really going through this process and making these shifts for yourself does show up very tangibly in money as well. You know, I offered to give someone a free consultation. They were thinking of doing a book project. They needed some help. I said, sure, I'll, you know, talk with you on the phone. Well, at the end of the call, they said, okay, well, where can I send my check? I want to pay you. And it was totally given as a free consultation. There have been thousands of dollars literally ending up in my mailbox or my PayPal account from different affiliate programs, different things that I've done, some things I didn't even know I was doing, and money has been showing up. It's been really pretty amazing. When you open to receive the grace, the money actually comes in with that grace. It's pretty awesome, I gotta say. It's like, it's awesome.
Without
having struggled for so long.
Right, without doing all the efforting.
Yeah, without doing all the efforting. Yeah.
Boy, let's just take a moment and breathe that in. Imagine what it would be like to not have to feel that every that receiving abundance is dependent on the action that you take. Pretty amazing. You know, I'm sure that many people listening are relieved to hear that somebody as apparently successful as you, has been wrestling with so many of the similar things that a lot of people don't talk about. Some of those very deep, challenging issues that really prompted you to make this shift beyond mindset, and to share how quickly things changed when you really got out of the way and you allowed the universe to support you, to become the flow rather than the resistance. And I'd love for you to just take a few minutes, you know, because I can imagine people are saying, how did you do this?
The because, how question.
Right. Tell me what your secret is.
Oh, I will tell you what my secret is. There are a few different things. The how part, literally, like what I actually did. One big how was that I have been willing to, as I mentioned earlier, face and really see that in many situations, I am absolutely helpless and hopeless in terms of really changing it based on my own accord, based on my own effort. And a very big how for me is I have actually been engaging, actually since October, and definitely deepened when I went on my hiatus at the end of, started in August, really deepened at the end of October as I went into my hiatus. But I spend anywhere from an hour, preferably 2 hours a day, in spiritual practice. I do a technique called the alignment technique every day. I journal every day. I write in my grace. I have a grace journal where I literally write down all of the evidences of grace in my life. And that has been just tremendous. I started that on December 2nd. My birthday gift to myself was to start a grace journal. And lo and behold, the more that I really acknowledged gratitude for the graces in my life, the more they came. That was a big how for me, no matter how difficult the day may be, no matter how much I woke up and thought, oh, how am I going to get through? By evening, I had so many things to write about and acknowledge in terms of the gifts of grace. So that was a big how. My meditations, my morning meditations that I do, and I drop down in front of my altar also at other times besides just the morning, but every morning I am asking for help. I spend, you know, a decent amount of time sitting in that space of meditation and prayer, deep, deep prayer. That has been a great help. Also, not just praying for myself, but some of the most powerful and most connected, most aligned time that I feel that has helped in the how is that even though this has been the most challenging time that I've gone through in my life, I have never prayed more for other people in my life. You know, you heard me say that I have actually been, you know, thinking of you all, praying for you, sending you blessings and energy of divine grace for you. And in praying for other people, it has brought such amazing gifts back to me in return. So, you know, I understand these are not the logical hows. This is not, you know, go get more affiliates. This is not, oh, just, you know, create a class or do a new product or do an event or get on social media. This isn't about any of those hows. This is about like the ultimate how in terms of how do you live your life? How do you make this transition into a state of ease and grace? So all of those other things on your to-do list move forward with very little, you know, struggling kind of effort on your part. These are the hows. Yes, getting on your knees. You know, I have cried just as many tears of pain as I have in gratitude and humility for the gifts that I've been given. I mean, from my heart, deep, sincere prayers. So these are some of the hows. I have also stopped consulting other people to tell me, you know, what I should be doing. I'm just not is interested because I don't need all of that information. What I need is this journey. I have all that information. All of you have all that information. The how is being willing to let that go, to not look outside of yourself, but instead to look deep within, to look to your source for the guidance, for the answers. It's not outside of you. It's not in a home study kit. You know, it's not in some five-step system. It's inside of you. And then when you make that shift inside of you, the how that happens is all of those other pieces that just couldn't come to place, all that information you've learned, once you've got the how from inside, all the information you know starts to fall like dominoes, boom, 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 in order. And you'll see that you already have everything you need once you get inside of yourself, get quiet, go on a different journey for a period of time. And then, boom, you know, whatever gets revealed, you will see that you've already got in your hip pocket all the practical details that you need to know to bring it forward into the world. The other thing that I have done, a how, has been I have had to sit patiently. For me to kind of pull back, I call this like a slingshot. You know, when you pull a slingshot back, like there's that point when the ball is back in the slingshot, there's a tremendous amount of energy happening, but there's no actual movement. That is a very uncomfortable place to sit in, especially when you're like me and you are, you know, have been very driven in the past, very type A, take action, a big doer. In this hiatus, I actually sat back in the back part of that slingshot, sitting, patiently waiting, knowing that something was happening, not having any idea what it was, and not prematurely engaging my ego and thinking that I knew what I should do. I had to sit and wait until the moment revealed itself, and then it was, you know, then it was go time. Then it was 2 weeks ago, and the slingshot released, and here we are 2 weeks later. I think I'm up over 1,100 people now registered for the call. That's what happens when you're willing to sit patiently and wait for the true divine inspiration that is not driven from the mind. So these are some of the hows. Does that help, Lorraine, you think, clear out some of the hows?
I think it does, and of course, as you were talking about that sitting patiently, and, you know, you've been in conversation as I've tuned in and been told to rest, and my mind says, do you not understand that I have stuff to do? And
yeah.
I would rest and just
yeah.
turn it over. It's you're describing a whole new paradigm that for many people may seem bizarre and strange and crazy, and yet this is, it's magical. It's absolutely magical. These are the things I think that we've all been looking for, because that other stuff isn't working and it's sure not working in where the consciousness is shifting. These are
yeah.
the pieces. You've just hit the nail on the head. So many people are looking for answers in all the wrong places. They're trying to discover the 6 ways to make money overnight and how do I become a 7-figure business person and please tell me what the 5-step strategies are and then it's not working, or it's working, but then things are falling apart. It's not really taking them to the place that you are describing. People are then left to look deeper at what's going on. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Absolutely, it's so true. I mean, this was my journey. It's embarrassing to even say how much money I spent, and not necessarily always money that I actually really had to spend, trying to fill that place inside of me. It's like I was searching for something on such a quest, and everyone, you know, presenting themselves like, oh, they have the answer. It's this 5-step process, or it's this 6-step thing, or it's, you know, you just got to change your mindset. And I bought into it all, and I bought into it, you know, with my pocketbook. But for me, for my journey, none of that really worked. It was like a Band-Aid that may have created a temporary fix. But it kept me from looking at what was really happening underneath. And it also, you know, kept me from looking at what I really needed to do, the journey I really needed to go on. And once you're willing to say, okay, I throw my hands up, it's true, what I've been trying hasn't been working. There's something underneath. And when you're willing to really, you know, go into that space, preferably with a guide, who is not going to have any particular kind of agenda in terms of how that should happen or try to push you through some formula, you will come to this place that the roots begin to change, and as a result, the tree and the leaves begin to change, and your life looks different.
I mean, that amen, 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 I want to say. I so agree with everything that you are saying. And I know that in some of the work that you and I have supported each other on, that you've really held that space and shared with me from your own journey things that have helped me navigate through some of my very narrow places. I'm in that one call at 8:50 in the morning when I was in a meltdown and fallen, and we had this incredible conversations, and just being able to be with somebody who understands the journey, who is there with you. I mean, you know, thank God we're not all going insane at the same time. right? And yet, you know, that we are so supported that we can reach out. I think that's one of the keys, is to reach out and ask for help when you need it. And one of the things that I have really valued so much about you is not only your willingness to go down into those deeper places, but the space that you hold for other people who are looking for a true and easier way to flow through life and their business, which I think that so many people are hungry for, or they certainly would not have shown up for this call to really hear what your path has been like, that they are probably asking the same questions. I know that at the beginning of this call, you were going to let everyone know how they can work closely with you, so that you can be their guide to navigate these narrow paths in business and life. So what I would love for you to do, if this feels like a good time, is to share with everyone what you've brought forward to serve them at this very incredible time.
I would be so happy to. I honestly have never in my life been more excited to talk about something than I am this, because I think that if I had this years ago, I wouldn't have been through the challenging journey that I've been through. I just wouldn't have. So I have been dedicated, 2 weeks ago when this call showed up, there was nothing else. It was just a call. And then literally, like last week, it said, no. You know, people are really responding to this. You need to create some way to keep this conversation going, to actually work with these people, to help guide and navigate. So what I've created is actually something called the Beyond Mindset Village, and it is a community in which you're going to be able to have these conversations, receive my personal support on an ongoing basis. I have, you know, as you've heard, I've navigated through those paths, and I can help people navigate through those paths and come into a place of more ease and more grace in their life, no matter what is going on around you. So, again, it's the Beyond Mindset Village. What it is not a coaching program. There is no formula or blueprint. There is no it's not old paradigm at all. It's really unlike anything, I think, that is available out there, at least that I've seen. Because what it is more is a really true and deep community and space for you to receive the spiritual and personal support that you need to help you navigate this narrow part, while really learning to love and just cherish and experience joy in your life like you never have before. This is a village of fellow people who speak your language, understand you, a total no judgment, no comparison, you know, no beating yourself up kind of zone, acceptance, love, an appreciation for exactly where you are when you're in that moment. It'll be offering you a lot of permission, access to me on a consistent basis. It'll be a tremendously loving space. And if you're curious to find out more, actually you can go right now to the website. It's beyondmindset.com. That's beyondmindset.com/enter the village. beyondmindset.com/enter the village. There's a video there that explains all about what I'm offering. You don't necessarily need to watch the video now because you've got me talking to you instead. But what you're going to see there is the opportunity to join me in an ongoing community in which twice monthly I will be hosting calls and classes for you where we will have an open line, Q&A. You can ask me specific questions, submit your questions in advance. Let me know the concerns that you want me to address. I don't have any agendas for these calls that are going to be twice monthly. The first one will be on March 7th. That's Monday, March 7th will be the first class. And it, my agenda is your agenda. My agenda on these classes is to meet you exactly where you are and serve you in the highest possible way that I can in that moment. Just to meet you and serve you and be with you and help you navigate that path, get your questions answered, address your concerns from a place of love and understanding and acceptance. That is what's available for you here in this village. The other thing that's available for you in the village is every single day, I will, of course, you'll get recordings and transcripts of those calls. You can really extract all of the wisdom that you want to pull from those calls. If you can't make them live, you'll be able to get downloads and the transcripts as well. In addition, on a daily basis, I will be every day from, you know, the beginning forward, I will be sending you a dose, if you will, of love, support, guidance, wisdom, just a little nugget every day, like a little, you know, tap on your shoulder that says, do you remember? Do you remember the truth of who you are? Do you remember that you are loved? Do you remember that you are perfect? Do you remember who you're here to be in this world? Just in case, here's a little nugget of love and blessings and wisdom every day, so you don't ever have to go another day not feeling that you are really supported and that you have someone, a trusted guide who understands you. That is the role that I want to play for you through the village. And then every week I'll also be delivering a lesson based on what happens on the calls and the classes. Weekly I will be taking a little nugget and delving deeper into it and just delivering a little either video or audio teaching to help you, to meet you where you are as a collective group, because you're in this village together with the other like-minded members. And I want to meet you where you are and just continue to offer lessons and wisdom in a weekly kind of a, you know, more expansive format than just a short little brief email. There is so much more. I know that there's a lot more coming already since the website's been done. If you're there at beyondmindset.com/enter the village. If you're there, there's already more things that should be on that chart, but that chart was developed 2 days ago, and there's more that has shown up. So there will actually be more that you are getting. This village is the place that I fully intend to bring all of who I am, as much as I possibly can, to facilitate and help guide you in this journey so that you can really stand and be that presence of ease and grace in your life, in your business, and reap all of the benefits personally that will bring to you. And also so that you can reap the benefits of playing your part in helping humanity make this great shift in consciousness. And it all begins in the village. So it would be just a thrill for me. As soon as you sign up for the village, actually, you'll get a link in your email box that asks you to tell me more about you. And it's a form that I ask you to go fill out. I want to know. Tell me about your business. Tell me about the vision for the future of your business. Tell me what your challenges are. Tell me what your frustrations are. Tell me what's happening. Tell me why you said yes to joining the village. This is not some anonymous, you know, click a button, join some program, and be forgotten. Click a button, join a program, and share yourself with me so I can best guide you and best serve you. That is my mission in all of this, is to truly just be here as a servant to your process, as a servant to help you navigate these places. And again, that website is just beyondmindset.com/enter the village. There is a video there which you're more than welcome to watch if you'd like, or there's just a button to go ahead and join, and you'll hear from me immediately as soon as you do become a member. And I honestly can't wait to read about you, to learn more about you. And one of the other things I felt was just so essentially important in this village is that it also have a higher purpose very concretely in the tangible physical world. So I will be donating 10% of all membership fees for members in the Beyond Mindset Village. 10% of all fees are going to actually be going to organizations that literally are transforming villages around the world in poverty-stricken areas. I'll be doing that primarily through the Heifer Project, where something as simple as a single cow or a single goat and some chickens can literally transform the lives of an entire village. I'll also be donating money to Kiva through microloans, and just, you know, everything will be going through one of those two organizations. Because if we come together here as a village, truly in this space, the energy has to be moving out and really actually transforming villages, primarily villages that are needing women to come into places of strength and courage and abundance so that they can provide for themselves and their families and their entire villages. So there's a much higher purpose right now on planet Earth that we will be serving together through this village, in addition to the ultimate higher purpose, is just to have such a shift in consciousness happen that we don't need organizations like the Heifer Project and Kiva anymore, that poverty ends, that people are living in a place of love, and we truly are living as a global community. So if that sounds like anything that you want to be a part of, I just invite and encourage you to join me in the village. I can't wait to see you there and to meet you and to spend time guiding you on this journey and helping you experience this ease and grace and real, true, fulfilled success in your life.
I am almost speechless in just hearing everything that you've created. I know I'm excited to be a member of the Beyond Mindset Village, and I believe that this is what so many entrepreneurs have been hungry for. Perhaps they didn't even know it. And I agree. I don't think that there's anything like this available. At least I haven't seen it until now, until you, and I thank you for that. I know we could talk forever on this topic, and I know you have a plane to catch. So
yes, I do.
I just want to ask you, is there anything else that you want to share in closing, Christine?
Oh, my gosh. I think what I want to share in closing is just, again, the deep gratitude that I feel on so many levels for every challenge that I've been through that has brought me here, for every experience that you have been through that has brought you here, for the opportunity to just share this message and to be able to serve some of you and to be able to walk with you on this journey so that you can have all of the success, all of the ease, all of the grace, all of the joy that you want to have in your life. I am just filled with a feeling of abundance and gratitude for you, for your being here, for your willingness to raise your hand and say, yes, in fact, I want a piece of whatever this new paradigm is. It's a thrilling place to be, and I'm just really excited to be able to walk this path with so many of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I am filled. And if any of you have questions specifically that you want answered about the Beyond Mindset Village, if you do have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. You can reach me just by emailing Christine@loveyourlife.com. Again, that's Christine@loveyourlife.com. Just let me know your questions. I'll be happy to answer anything and to help you really figure out if this is, you know, if the Beyond Mindset Village is, in fact, a fit for you. So don't hesitate to reach out and ask for the help and support. It would be just, you know, my great pleasure and honor to be able to serve you in that way.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Christine. And I want to thank all of you who took the time to be on this call, either to call in or on the webcast live, and for contributing your energy to this incredible conversation and to the collective consciousness of humanity. And I want to wish you an incredible day. Let this everything that's been shared really settle into your bones and into your heart. And I'm excited to see some of you in this program with Christine and to be just a part of your world and to be a witness to what we will all create together. So again, Christine, thank you so much, and many blessings to all of you today and every day.
Thank you so much, Lorraine, for being here, and thank you all for being here, and just sending you off with an abundance of love and abundance of blessings. And again, the invitation, if there are, you know, voices in your head that are saying, I think, maybe, should I, shouldn't I, is this for me, is it not for me, reach out, please, ask me for the help that you need. I am here for you. Just Christine@loveyourlife.com. To pose those questions to me. I want to help you. And on that note, I also want to send you off. We went a little bit over time here, so I do just want to send you off to enjoy just a blissfully magnificent, amazing, amazing day. Let this process continue to unfold. And I assure you that in this process, you will experience all of your dreams just coming true in each and every moment. Truly, those miracles are there, waiting and ready to happen for you. And I can't wait to walk with many of you on that path. So blessings and so much love. Have a fantastic day. And let me just open up the phone lines real quick so you can all say goodbye. Okay, lines are open. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.